All right. Well, as most of you know, we have been working our way through Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And I want to continue with that this morning, but I am going to be a little bit more brief in my lesson because I want to share this time with Chloe Powell this morning, who's here to share with us. So let's begin, though, with our examination of the Sermon on the Mount, and then we'll turn things over to her in just a few moments. So we're in chapter 7 of Matthew, verses 15 through 20. I'll give you a moment to open up to that in your own Bibles, and then we'll read that together to get things started. It's Matthew 7, 15 through 20. Jesus says, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do not pick grapes from thorn bushes, do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them." So one of the realities of our broken world is that there are people who use deception to try to lure people into following them and believing false and destructive ideas. This is what Jesus is addressing this morning. And as you think about that, you might think about things like cult leaders or people trying to scam you with false promises. I just had some emails this morning from somebody somewhere in Africa making promises and wanting money, and, you know, those things exist out there. But Jesus is addressing a specific type of false teacher this morning. He says, watch out for false prophets. People claiming to speak for God, but who are being deceptive and misleading. And as many of you probably know, there are numerous examples of false prophets, especially throughout the Old Testament. Rather than speaking truthfully about God's words and calling people to obedience and repentance, these false prophets often just told people what they wanted to hear. God's prophets were warning people that they needed to repent and turn to God, and that his judgment was coming to him, coming to the nation of Israel. The false prophets were saying, don't listen to them. Everything's fine. Just continue to do what you're doing. Live the life the way you want to live. So false prophets don't always sound terrible. They often sound appealing. They're saying the kinds of things that you want to hear, the things that you want to believe are true about God and his plans and purposes. Today, these false prophets are teachers within Christianity. In our world today, they can be pastors, they can be authors, they can be celebrities, online influencers, or even just fellow members of our own churches. In our social media saturated world, anyone can publish anything and gain a following. It's become much more difficult to discern what's true and false. And often, popularity is what makes somebody sound like they know what they're talking about. You can declare yourself an expert as long as you sound convincing and people will readily listen to you. Then you can claim, look at all these millions of followers that I have. Of course, what I have to say is true. This is the world we live in. And the reality is that those prophets exist. These liars, of course, can have all the appearances of being a trustworthy person. As I mentioned a moment ago, they often say what we want to hear. And that's a big part of how the deception happens. Each one of us has a responsibility to be discerning about what is true and false, especially as it affects our understanding of God and his purposes. That discernment begins with being willing to say that the ideas that we want to be true, the things that we want to see happening, might not be true. It might be that God is leading us down a different path, that God's word might say something opposite of what our hearts want. That's the reality of having a sinful heart. We have to be willing to set aside our own desires and seek after what God wants. And once we're willing to ask those questions and really seek out the truth, God will make it apparent what is true. And Jesus here provides us with some tools to be able to discern the difference between a false and true prophet. He gives us a way to look past appearances and to look past words that sound appealing. He says to look at the fruit of the teacher's life. He's referring to their character. What kind of person exists behind the words that they're speaking? And that takes some effort on our part to really examine who this person is that is sharing whatever message it is that we're listening to. Do they exhibit the character of Christ in their life? We can begin right here in the Sermon on the Mount to try to discern that. Is this a person who is poor in spirit, as we've talked about, having that humility to admit that they are spiritually deprived, that they need the Lord? Is this someone who is meek, merciful, pure in heart, and peacemaking? How do they handle persecution? And do they show love for their enemies? These are the kinds of characteristics that Jesus calls us to. Those are the kind of characteristics to look for in somebody who is speaking to us about God. Or is this someone who's prone to anger? Are they adulterers? Are they vengeful and full of hate? So Jesus has given us, even in this short section of Matthew, a number of fruits to look for in a person's life, to discern whether they're someone we ought to listen to or not. And it's, again, important to acknowledge that we ought not listen to someone who exhibits these bad fruits, even if they're saying things that we like. A false prophet can speak truth sometimes, but that fruit is not going to be sustained throughout their lives. It is better to avoid listening to someone who exhibits bad fruit, even if they occasionally speak the truth, and instead turn to people who exhibit good fruit in their lives, knowing that the truth that they speak will be sustained and be consistent, and that they have submitted themselves to the Lord and working to increase the good spiritual fruit in their life. It sounds easy, right? It does take some effort, though, for us to look beyond the messages that we hear. And in this world, that can be a challenge at times, but instead of just reading something and immediately reacting, we have to be the kind of people who are going to discern, who's the person speaking this message? What kind of person are they? Are they exhibiting good fruit in their lives? Then I will give them the benefit of being able to speak into my life. And even then, it's an ongoing process of discernment. We always know people can be tempted. We have to continue to take these things back to God's word. Does it line up with God's word? Do they exhibit good fruit in their lives? So what's important for us as we continue to hear voices in our world telling us about God, telling us of what his plans are, that we discern, as Jesus called us to do, who they are before we listen to what they say.